Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, okay, we got, well, of course, we got tradition and all that shit that don't matter no more. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 18th day of October, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on here and mix it up with me today. It is currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 78 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 79. It is warming up, sunny. So we've had a lot of rain. We had about a whole week of rain. So it should take about one day to turn everything into fucking dust again, maybe get some fires going, because we ain't choked to death yet this year. And I don't think they're going to allow that to just fucking happen. Anyhow, we'll be back after this message, and we'll go look at the Jewish Ministry of Lies. Take your brain, time to go. We don't have to go. Remember me. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Actually, you know, if you think about it, the Jews have been caught red-handed here with this. That's interesting. There we go. With this false flag they've done, I mean, you'd have to be a goddamn retarded monkey not to fucking see this for what it is. That's where we're going to start here. Daycare center, Arkansas becomes the first state to force Chinese company to give up land. Well, that's fine and dandy, but it's just a goddamn divert. You have over 40 acres, over 400 million acres. Ontario man files $36 million lawsuit against Pfizer over son's vaccine death. There is a fucking surprise. Charlie Kirk is asking some legitimate questions here, and I mean, you got to have your fucking controlled opposition to try to act like, well, yeah, that is kind of suspicious, but we all know that the good side is Israel and the bad side is fucking goddamn the Palestinians. Chicago mom physically prevents transgender man from entering the same woman's bathroom as her daughter at a community park. And it shows this, and I'll tell you what, why the bystanders didn't beat this fucking piece of shit down into the goddamn ground trying to follow a little girl. It's fucking beard, you fucking nasty bastard. If I'd have been there, I would have fucking hit him. Israel is planning to attack a third Gaza hospital, and that's no surprise. You know, there's another art video in here, and Netanyahu talking to one of the fucking the propagandists, and he's talking about, he said Hamas blew up the fucking hospital. That's a way to get the support of the fucking Palestinians behind Hamas. Hamas was created by the fucking Israelis. They're Israeli operatives, and it was a goddamn missile. It's plain to fucking see. And I mean, you look at the videos of the people on the street. We're going to pound the Palestinians to dust. I mean, they're showing their arrogance. It's like I told you when the Mexicans and first started coming into this country, we only want a better life. And as soon as you get them, they start ganging up. Then they get real fucking ballsy. And that's what these fucking kikes are doing. Now this Jew that told these people that he was going to fucking, I should kill you because you're a Christian. Well, I would turn around and ask, well, who in the fuck are you going to hire to kill me, you spineless little son of a bitch? You motherfuckers ain't never fought nobody in your whole life. All you're good at is fucking goddamn treachery, fucking backstabbing, fucking lying, duplicity, you fucking scum. Come bring that Torah to me. I'll shove it up your fucking ass like a straight book, not sideways or nothing. Like straight up your fucking ass and kick it up your fucking ass, you punk bitch. I mean, they're there on film. They know what they're fucking saying. Don't tell me this is old. This is just radical groups. Bullshit. This has always been the fucking goddamn attitude and the fucking goddamn agenda of the motherfucking Jews and all of the fucking Jews. I don't want to hear about the good fucking Jews. There ain't no good fucking Jews. If they were wiped off this fucking planet, you would have fucking peace. Goddamn, people could have something. People could enjoy their lives again. People could know happiness. And that's something we just can't have no more, can we? The moment Israel bombed Gaza's Baptist hospital, and they show it. I mean, they show the, you can hear the rocket come in, hit it. No, that ain't what happened. See, the Hamas did it. They blew up a bunch of children and stuff to get the world enraged is what they're trying to sell, but it ain't fucking selling. I mean, people are saying, going, God damn, hey, by the way, are you Judeo-Christians out there? You need to get a gun, stick it in your mouth, and kill yourself, you idol-worshipping son of a bitch. Huh? Israeli police threatened press live on air to say, I'm reporting what Israel military is doing. Yeah, it's blatant what they're fucking doing. They're genociding the goddamn Palestinians. They're getting rid of the last. They're doing it. They're fucking doing it. And you know they try to turn it around like they had the one video with one of the newscasters who had previously said that they were attacking the Palestinian people, which they are attacking the Palestinian people. And made her go, they're attacking Hamas. Really? What about that doomsday bomb you were talking about fucking about a week ago? You were going to fucking fire a fucking nuclear, and you were talking about it, and it's, you know, we should just fire a fucking nuclear bomb into fucking Gaza. You think that'd just get the Hamas, or are you trying to kill every motherfucking Palestinian on this earth to extinct a fucking people? You sick in the head, son of a bitches. You're proving yourself to be everything that anybody with any intelligence is always knowing that you fucking are. Developing Israel X account has removed their video and their statement that blamed Hamas for the bombing of the Gaza Christian Hospital after users noticed that one of their videos was dated October 18, 2023. It won't be the 18th in Israel until 6 minutes from now. They wouldn't do that, would they? The Ministry of Truth is attempting to know... The Ministry of Truth is attempting to now cancel George Orwell. I mean, if it wasn't bad enough what he fucking wrote, I mean, George Orwell was a sadist, a misogynist, a homophobic, and sometimes violent. Biography of the legendary writer's wife says darkness that runs through 1984 is a reflection of his soul. No, actually he was in with them enough till he knew what was going to happen. In fact, that's why you see it happening. Discern truth from deception. Israel is another false flag event to start World War II. Here we go. This is by Carolyn Chang, American Media Periscope. If anyone believes one word of the mainstream news propaganda and lies about what happened in Israel on Saturday, October 7th, then you must ask yourself, have you learned anything from 9/11 false flag event and false flag global pandemic 2020? I mean, when it gets, I assumed they wanted us to fucking know. I assumed it was spit in our face. The only thing you need to know is that this one fact: Israel has the most sophisticated high-tech surveillance equipment in the world. There is no place on earth more secure than Israel. Not one single word that the MSM is reporting is true. Not one word. Just like not one word was true about what was reported about 9/11. And not one word was true that was reported about COVID-19. I think the excuse can't be, I just didn't know. I didn't believe it. I didn't know. Yeah, you fucking know. If you don't do nothing about it now, you have to admit you're a fucking coward. Complete stage false flag event. The entire fake attack on Israel was staged from beginning to end with deception, diversion, and lies, like with every war in mankind's history. They all started with false flag events. The globalists create false flag events that are so obviously fake. Once you open your mind, use critical thinking skills, and use little common sense, you can see clearly that what we have been told about these events is impossible. Yeah, I mean, believe the impossible. It's a Jew saying it, so you can believe the impossible. And Jews are just fucking wonderful people. Hey, they said they want to kill every fucking Christian because you're idol worshippers. I never did get what, I mean, like the Catholic Church, you know, they have a lot of gold cups and shit like that, but maybe it's the fucking, the Christ on the cross thing. I mean, but it's still, Well, you understand why back in the 1930s, the Christians hated the fucking Jews, and this ancient Jew shit is bullshit because the word Jew didn't exist till the 1930s. I mean, this is all fucking falling apart on these assholes, and you can see it in Netanyahu when he's sitting in that chair when the one guy goes, yeah, this isn't your team, this is the other people's team. No, Hamas was created by the fucking Israelis. They are Israeli operatives, and they were allowed to come in and kill some fucking... Oh, probably closest thing you got the ex-Hebrews, this outrage. 20 Israeli lives are worth 1,000 American lives. I always want to remember that. Always want to remember that. 20 fucking Jews are worth 1,000 fucking Americans. And don't you forget it, because that's 1,000 of your fucking children that they would send over there, and they're getting earing up to go ahead and take Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Iran, and Turkey. I would keep my fucking eyes open. Every single war in the history of mankind started with the false flag event created by the global elites. They love starting wars for so many reasons. It helps with their depopulation agenda, and they make extremely large sums of money from war. War is big business for them, not just for them. It's the industrial war compacts. It's the international corporate mafia. Fucking our greatest export is death in the United States of these Americas. They could care less about which side wins because they are controlling both sides. Things that have been... where's your tin hat, whoever's saying this? You need to put on your goddamn tinfoil hat. Remember? This shit has been said for 20 fucking years. And it was all, you conspiracy theory, you need to put on your tinfoil hat. Well, the tinfoil fucking hat's got an Israeli bullet hole in it now, does it, asshole? Innocent civilians on both sides are being murdered, and the same hand controls both sides. They want to create division among the world's population, and this is the way they want to kick off World War III. Nevertheless, this will not work because so many people worldwide are awake now to their plan, and it's always been that way. If we just say, fuck you, son of a bitch tells you to go kill that person you don't even fucking know for the fucking goddamn kikes, turn around, shoot the son of a bitch, and it'd all be over in the fucking day, wouldn't it? They show a setup here of Israel has the most sophisticated high-tech surveillance system in the world. They say, this one lady says a butterfly couldn't get, or a bird couldn't get past the fucking fence without, them knowing it. And they sat outside that fence and they shot young people. They shot fucking teenagers. Just shot them, unarmed. But still, the people couldn't see the scum that these bastards are. How many fucking Saudis have they flown into Syria when we didn't hear nothing about the Jew there for months? How many into fucking goddamn Lebanon? These motherfuckers have made it clear. I mean, we know what they want. They want the goddamn world, that, and we're just fucking going. We're fucking animals that they can kill at their fucking will. I should kill you. You're a Christian. Well, I ain't a Christian, motherfucker, but you're welcome to give her a fucking go, you little sawed-off cocksucker, and see if you can kill me. I know, but wait, you ain't going to kill nobody. The question should be, who are you going to fucking hire? Who are you going to fucking con? Who are you going to fucking bribe to kill me? Because you got no fucking balls, and you got no fucking spine. You're a worthless piece of fucking human shit. And the only way, you know, you talk about, you know, getting rid of the fucking Jews. I mean, I'm sorry. If them motherfuckers were not on this earth, you might have peace you'd always have conflicts with this many goddamn people. But Jesus Christ Almighty, you look at fucking what you got now. All caused by these motherfucking misery makers. That's why you can't get up and be happy no more in your own fucking home. They've destroyed our country. They're destroying it even more. And then you got some cocksucker on a goddamn Israeli street. Well, this isn't the United States of America. This is Israel. And I should kill you because you're a fucking Christian. Hey, you, I hope you fucking Judeo-Christians are killing each other today. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, is one of the most trained and best equipped armies in the world. They protect a very small area, and they're not, don't think of them as fucking army. They got all the surveillance shit. But when it comes down to the balls, when you're not shooting a fucking 16-year-old kid from 300 yards away and laughing about it as you're drinking beer, that's not war. War is fucking hand-to-hand, a knife and a fucking goddamn hatchet, you fucking punk bitch motherfuckers. And you've never whipped nobody. You've had somebody else do your fucking fighting for you. You don't know how to fucking fight for yourselves. You know how to murder people, shoot them in the fucking back, poison them, starve them. You know how to do those things, but you don't, you take on the fucking, if we back, everybody just backed away and let the Arabs take the Israelis, they wipe them out in the fucking day. Small area of land in terms of Israel and Gaza. Israel has Mossad, one of the most sophisticated and widespread intelligence agencies in the world, with the most sophisticated high-tech surveillance system in the world that the American people paid for with the sweat of our fucking brows. You dumbass fucking Christian, Judeo-Christians out there, paid with the sweat of your fucking brow to fucking people who say you're idol worshipers and they need to kill you. That's what their Torah says. And their Torah is fucking rules, buddy. You can't believe in both, can you? The surveillance system is one of the cutting edge, it can detect everything that is going on in that area. Yes, somehow hundreds of Hamas militants laid siege to Israel and put thousands of rockets into Israel. How in the heck did Hamas even get their hands on such weapons, which they somehow, well, we sent that money over there, don't you remember that Biden sent the millions of dollars over there? They didn't say it came in the form of dollars, did they? That could have been, I mean, it's like the cases of rifles found in the back alleys of Chicago. Maybe they just fucking, they were. Or maybe it was just a planned attack and the Hamas are the fucking goddamn agents of the fucking Israelis, which they fucking are. And the fucking Palestinians didn't blow up their own fucking hospital with their own kids in them. How stupid do you, well, we'll hold that question. Which they somehow gathered or built without Mossad and the IDF having any idea. This sounds like amateur pilots flying commercial airlines into buildings, to me, basically impossible, which it fucking is, but doesn't fucking matter. It's like COVID's been proven fucking a fucking lie. COVID didn't exist. The fucking, what they're calling a vaccine, they admit it was not a vaccine, is a biological kill agent. Everybody fucking knows it. But they'll come back and they'll act like it's fucking a fact. And this fucking, that's how Ministry of Lies works. I mean, there's got to be fucking issues here. We're coming up on they're going to try and pull off another election. If they pull this one off and the people don't fucking, the United States nationals do not back out and unregister to vote and say, we're not playing this fucking game anymore. Fuck, you're giving consent to shit. Why don't you go over there and kill some little fucking kids, you sick fucks? And don't forget, you Trumpsters, Donald Trump's the king of the fucking Jews. It's all right if the Jews exterminate the fucking Palestinians. That's what should happen. How dare those Palestinians be on Jewish land when they fucking showed up? You know, Jews and fucking Arabs and everybody lived together fucking on that land. And all shit in Iran, all the fucking countries of the Middle East, and they lived together peaceably until the Balfour Agreement, and they come and they just, oh, we're going to take a hunk of your fucking country. And I mean, how, what would you fight? The Indians fought. You have to give them that. I mean, God, if they had been organized, they might have fucking won. But at least, hey, that's fucking mine. You're not fucking just coming in and taking it because you wrote it down on a piece of paper. Well, who the fuck do you think you are? Who the fuck do you think you are? They were fighting. Excuse me. There was fighting in all those different areas, different locations. Still, the IDF, Mossad, and all the rest of the vast Israeli security network. Hang on a second. Oh, sorry again. There were Hamas operatives coming into Israel on frickin' hand gliders. Really? Really? I mean, really? I mean, they say that and then people, are there anybody that out there that fucking dim-witted that would believe that? But a bird can't get across it? But they were never detected. If the most advanced surveillance system in the world, there was fighting in all these different areas, different locations, still the IDF, Mossad, and all the rest of that vast Israeli security network paid for by the American taxpayer, our sweat, because we're fucking goyim. We're their fucking goddamn field animals, motherfuckers. That's what you pay for, so you can kill other fucking, so they can exterminate the Palestinian people off of the fuck out of Palestine and then put Israel right across that son of a bitch, just put out a new map and, hey, man, well, don't worry. They're already in Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Iran. All they want is the Ottoman Empire, and they've already got the Karzaian Empire. I don't care what nobody says. They have the fucking Karzaian Empire in, at any rate, there was fighting in all these different areas, different locations, still the IDF, Mossad, and all the rest of the vast Israeli security network had no idea. Now, the only ones who were surprised were unsuspecting, innocent civilian citizens, and nothing, nobody's property. Very much like what happened on 9/11 in America, people are already calling the Israeli 9/11, which is a great comparison because both events were completely planned, fabricated, and staged from within their own country. This was planned and orchestrated by the two governments involved at the very top. Nothing that is being reported by the MSN even makes logical sense. And it ain't two different governments. It's one fucking unit. It's international corporate mafia. Oh, man. It took years to see through 9/11 lies. Here is the silver lining. It took many years for the truth about 9/11 to emerge. Now they're admitting it, man. They did that to us, people. They've not been punished. 2008 derivatives bubble where people killed, 11,000 people killed them fucking selves. Everybody lost everything they'd worked their lives for. Nobody's been fucking punished. And you see, we're going to read this all the time. They're trying to get you back into this narrative where, yeah, boy, they're really telling on each other and telling on each other. They ain't doing a fucking thing about it. The only ones that can stop this is the American nationals. We have the law. We have the inalienable law of December 15, 1791 that we can use to fucking stop this fucking shit. We have the right to shoot these dirty dogs down. We have the right to drive this fucking corporation out of our fucking country. We have the right to recover all of our fucking wealth. We have the right to fucking punish the motherfuckers who thought that they could infiltrate this country and turn it into a goddamn murder incorporated for the motherfucking kikes. Now, anyone with a working brain cell knows about Ukraine. That's what I was saying. That's where the Khazarians on Ukraine. You get, and see, they got that, but they're not connecting the dots. They act like that fucking Zelensky went over there to Israel because he was afraid they were getting more money. They're the same son of a bitches, and they have got a goddamn, look at the arsenal they have that have come right out of the sweat of your fucking pores. The fucking arsenal in fucking Ukraine, the arsenal in fucking Israel. Wait till they turn it on you. Wait till it's killing fucking your children. Go look at your 17, 18-year-olds because they're after them. They want to kill them dead. They want to abduct them into a fucking army. You know, and this, the bottom line is this does show that we're fucking kicking their ass. They are so desperate. They're going for, they may go for a fucking third world war as their last fucking resort. They would assume have all the real estate intact and we just kill each other, but it just ain't working out that way for them. Without a doubt, 9/11 was a false flag staged event by the globalists. However, with last Saturday's staged attack on Israel, it is already known that this is a false flag event. That means we are making great progress. Well, we've always been, I mean, how many years and the next day have we called this shit for what it is? But nobody would fucking listen. Oh, no, you're a conspiracy theory. I'm a public, that's what matters, right, that vote. They're fucking ignorant son of a bitches. Look where you've led. You can call yourself the fucking leaders because you consented to this shit. I didn't. But who has to suffer for it? Every fucking buddy has to suffer for your fucking stupidity. And that's the goddamn truth. A former Israeli Defense Forces IDF soldier. A former Israeli Defense Forces IDF soldier who was a border observer. And she also worked with the highest level technology surveillance. She states on Saturday, if a bird came close, we knew. Even a cockroach came to our fence border. We knew. How did 400 Hamas pass through today? The answer to the question is that they were allowed in. The border was wide open for them. The wonderful thing is that millions of are aware that the globalist plans to depopulate the earth and enslave those that remain are so prevalent now that their false flag events are exposed as soon as they happen. They've always been. As soon as we started exposing them, they made it so you couldn't fucking hear us speak or see the goddamn sight. We always expose them the next fucking day. This is you just coming on board with this fucking because you're going to be a part of this goddamn new news network that's on the fucking internet. And well, what cannot fucking completely be denied? I mean, it's been shoved down your fucking face so hard. Oh, you're going to go ahead and put it up. Hey, where's about the Bill of Rights? Where's our right to shut this shit down? Why aren't you talking about the fucking true salvation from this fucking goddamn nightmare? Why aren't you saying we can't do this? Go ahead. Sorry.
That's the first thing they cut off in Gaza was cell phones and internet and then electricity and the water. So.
You bet, but I'm talking about these articles I'm reading here. There's no talk of the fact that the people, I mean, on some of the comments, I say, well, I don't want them sending my money like that. Well, fucking, none of us do. But why aren't we standing up? We have the fucking law. It is our law. It's our fucking jurisdictional authority to shut these fuckers down, to fucking hang them, to fucking take back everything they've stolen from us, and to get rid of these motherfucking Jews once and for fucking all. They have proven what they are. They're standing in the goddamn streets of Israel right now telling these Christians, I should kill you because you're a Christian, and the Torah says you're an idol worshiper. I mean, you guys want to play with fucking religion? Yeah, I mean, all you religious people out, you Judeo-Christians, proud Judeo-Christians, go kill yourselves. You're idol worshipers. You got to kill yourself. The Jew party's got to kill that Christian party, dumbass. Why do you think the fucking back in the 30s, the fucking Jews, Christians were so against the fucking Jews? Why do you think? Oh, it was because the Jews crucified Christ. Well, in Christ
was mostly... There's a lot more Christians in Gaza. It's like 30% Christians.
Exactly. That's why. And hey, man, are they snuffing them out or what? False flag events are exposed as soon as they happen. Yeah, they have been for a long fucking time. You just haven't been able to listen because now they're building their new news network up to where they have to be telling the fucking truth. But one truth they're not going to fucking tell you is you have the goddamn right by law. by the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 to smash this right fucking now. To open up on these motherfuckers, to blast them out of our fucking country, to hang their fucking asses. This, they're in violation of our law. They've been in violation of our law. They are usurpers. They need to be fucking cut down now. Keep waiting. You know, these son of a bitches will be sitting on your doorstep. Colonel Leroy Fletcher Prouty served as chief of special operations for the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President John F. Kennedy. Colonel Leroy Fletcher Prouty served as chief of special operations for the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President John F. Kennedy. He was a colonel in the United States Air Force. He retired from military service to become a bank executive. Fletcher Prouty became a staunch critic of the U.S. foreign policy, particularly the covert activities of the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, another fucking non-government. We never gave no authority for you to have any of this shit. We never gave you authority to have a fucking goddamn BB gun. You were never to have any kind of policing powers over the people, which we believe was working on behalf of the secret world elite. Do you think so? I mean, like I'm saying, see how what we're getting here? There's stuff that's just become so fucking, through years and years of pushing it and telling the fucking truth, it has become air apparent that we were telling the truth. So now they're going to come out like they're discovering fucking uranium, and this is what the conversation is going to be about. Instead of, all we got to do to stop it is enforce our fucking law. Plain and simple, and we do have the means to do it. So everybody that fucking dies today dies on account of our fucking cowardice and our failure to fucking implement and fucking enforce our goddamn laws. Of the secret world elite, he was saying this in the 1960s, and thereafter he said no one has to direct an assassination, it happens. That statement also applies to false flag attacks. Also, Fletcher Prouty said, who has the power to call off or reduce the usual security precautions? There's another important quote from Fletcher Prouty. The Kennedy assassination has demonstrated most of the major events of the world's significance are masterfully planned and orchestrated by an elite coterie of enormously powerful people who are not of one nation, one ethnic grouping, or one overriding important business group. They are a power unto themselves, for whom others work. Neither is the power elite or recent, or of recent origin. Its roots go deep in the past. And they start talking about this Sabbathine, Francine. Why don't you try the fucking Illuminati, you son of a bitches? You, I mean, goddamn it. I was thinking of the names of, it's been so long since I read the books of, I'm fucking Crowley. The Illuminati's always fucking been out there. And the goddamn Rosicrucians and all these motherfuckers, they're trying to put a different fucking name on it. So you aren't saying Illuminati because they are admitting they're fucking Illuminati. It's a Sabbatine cult goes back to the 1600s. Well, the Sabine cult may go back to the 1600s, but fucking I know that during the Second World War, Aleister Crowley came to this fucking country to sit out the war and was the master mason for the fucking Masonic Lodge for the United States of America. He wrote all the fucking, and this is all fucking demon shit, the evil shit. He wrote all their ceremonies, and it's in the Book of Thelema that he fucking wrote. And this is what the Masons go through. The Masons are their goddamn ground troops, and they get rewarded very well for fucking selling out their own fucking people, selling out our fucking rights, going, taking care of themselves, and fuck everybody else. And they're going to have to answer for it. David Icke has been exposing the real leaders of Israel for many years. They are not of true Jewish descent at all. The leaders of Israel are the beaten. No, they're the fucking Khazarians, and they're fucking, I just said it a minute ago, and they're, where we're sending all the fucking money. God damn it. A cult that infiltrated Jewish culture many centuries ago. The Khazarians are fucking, I don't know why I've got a brain fucking block on that. I say it every fucking day. The Sabaitan cult is basically a group of satanic worshipers who are experts in pretending to be what they are not. Therefore, they might pose as Islamic leaders, they might pose as Vatican leaders, and they have mercilessly posed as Jewish leaders for the Jewish people. And this is a fucking giving a goddamn way out for Israel. Hey, every fucking goddamn, those Israels out on the street, I don't think that those were regular people. I don't think they're involved in the goddamn, the one that said that the Torah told him to kill fucking Christians. That wasn't one of these motherfuckers. That has become their attitude because that's how they've been raised. It's like the goddamn La Macha and La Raza raising the children down in the goddamn Mexico, that they are here to kill the gringo. You want to kill the fucking gringo. It was they make it hard to say, Sabaitan cult with the Rothschilds very much involved, who were running it. The Rothschilds are trying to demean this shit. And here we are talking about this goddamn shit when the goddamn solution is as simple as 10 fucking articles on one piece of paper and the fucking balls to fucking enforce it. Very much involved, who were responsible for the creation of Israel after World War II in 1948. The horrors match what is happening now and more, who forced hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to leave their homeland in terror and never return. It is so important to understand not to take sides when you look at what is happening now. Yeah, I am going to take sides. No. You're not going to fucking, no Jew is going to slip through the fucking thing. I don't give a fuck what your goddamn books say. I'm not one of your religious zealots. I want this goddamn scourge fucking rid of. And I guarantee you a lot of fucking just regular fucking good old fucking Hebrew Jews are out there thinking, hey, how come that, tell me this, if they're only 1.4% of the population of the United States, how come they enjoy a higher standard of living than any other fucking group of people in this United States? Tell me that. And in the fucking world. And we're handing them $3 billion to their fucking Israel. How come these motherfuckers are serving in our government as dual citizens? How come? Don't you tell me these motherfuckers. Oh, it's just these guys over here. And you got to go out there and you got to separate the fucking fly shit from the pepper before you fucking go and you execute these motherfuckers, because every one of them's earned it. If they ain't out there fucking killing the ones, if these fuckers are the ones that are doing it, why in the hell ain't you out there killing them? If you fucking, I seen one video with the guy. Any Jew, he said, could go to fucking Israel. I don't know if you guys seen it. And then he's got kind of like a tyranny of thought, and he just says it's the monsters are the fucking Jews. Now, see that guy there? Now, that gives you the thing where you're going to hesitate. We can't hesitate. We need to wipe these motherfuckers out, because they intend to wipe our asses out, just like they did fucking Germany. Look how huge Germany was, yet them son of a bitches managed to fucking destroy it. And they destroyed it from within with fucking lies and deceit. Only we have the fucking internet, what's left of it, and we can fucking discern the fucking lies and deceit and put it out there and fucking debunk it. This has all been debunked. And the horrors of what has been imposed upon Jewish civilians. What's a Jewish civilian? Is that one of the Khazarian fucking Jews? Is that one of those are Hebrews? Those are the line of Jacob and all this shit. I don't believe in your shit. What I want is to be left the fuck alone by all of you fuckers. If you want to believe, you fucking believe, and I'll die for your right to believe whatever you want. But when it starts fucking getting this bad, go ahead.
They destroyed this country too. They caused the Civil War.
You goddamn right they did.
They destroyed Russia. Destroyed France, every damn country they've been kicked out of.
Yep, they sure as hell have. Oh, man. Yes, they have. And I mean,
the Roman Empire?
Yep. And people don't realize that they were the ones running that behind the fucking scenes, too. I mean, it used to be that the Christians hated the Jews because of the Sanhedrin, and that guy mentions the Sanhedrin. So that if that's a part of this if he's a Orthodox and he's a real Jew and well, there ain't no Jews. I mean, if he's from the line of Hebrew and he's mentioning the Sanhedrin, he's talking about the people that the fucking condemned Christ to fucking to the cross, if you believe it. But I don't got to believe that shit. I got a right to live.
Like Pontius Pilate, that's the reason he crucified Jesus, because they told him that he would be a beggar in the street if he didn't do what they said.
You goddamn right. They ran fucking Rome as sure as they are running these United States of America right now. No doubt about it. We should never take sides because, yes, I'm taking fucking sides. I'm taking the sides of the fucking people that are being fucking murdered, the little kids with fucking phosphorus burning through their bodies. How many fucking goddamn cluster bombs have you dropped on them, Israel? You dirty, rotten, lowlife son of a bitches. Because both sides are being controlled by the same hand. Ultimately, you are looking at the same people. Oh, shut the fuck up. The Israeli government forced their citizens to be test subjects. And this talks about the other, giving them the goddamn... All right, we'll go down here, targeting Iran. Well, we're going to take a break, and then we'll hit this targeting Iran. Because we have to have a break, I'd have a drink.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hey, when was the last time you sat down and had dinner with the kids? Talked about what's going on in their lives. Hey, when was the last time you just stopped and helped somebody out? I bet you can't remember. What a lot of people are saying, we'll change it for the better, but that don't interest me. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. Trade all those memories for one more day. How it used to be. I like to simple life. I wanna get up Sunday morning and go fishing with my boy. Watch the sunset kick back in my yard. Take my Harley on a real long lazy Sunday drive and do a little more nothing once in a while. Yeah, maybe kick my feet up, watch an old rerun on TV, laugh with widow Barney, Andy and Amphi. I like to simple life, the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day. Sometimes we just can't see. So caught up in where we're trying to get. Life as we know it could be gone in a minute. I want to slip alive the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, didn't need no key. I've been around.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:49 Pacific Time. And that was Lynyrd Skynyrd with Simple Life. Something happened to the volume on that. It's weird. I didn't know. Back over here, and we're going to see already targeting Iran, because how long have we been saying this was the plan? I mean, since this first attack on fucking Syria, we know what you fucking kike motherfuckers want. You want the fucking world. You want to be fucking gods and have the fucking going beneath you so you can fucking molest little children and do any sick fucking thing you want, because we're just fucking soulless animals. You watch when the soulless animals rip your fucking heart out, you cocksuckers. We can outthink you. We can outfight you. And you know it. Everything you have, you've stolen from us, you miserable son of a bitches. Already targeting Iran. Netanyahu is already talking about targeting Iran, saying that once they have overcome Hamas, they are going to go after Iran, because he is saying that Iran is behind Hamas. No, the fucking Hamas, everybody fucking knows it. It's a matter of public fucking record. Hamas was created by the goddamn Jews, by Israel. Shove it up your ass, you lying pricks. And this is the righteous indignation we should have. And all this fucking shit here, you know, this fucking is meaningless. This is happening for one fucking reason, because we are failing to enforce our fucking law, plain and simple. 10 fucking articles. We can't get together as a people on one fucking page with 10 fucking articles and regain control of our fucking country and quit the fucking bleeding and fucking punish the fucking criminals. And get our goddamn wealth back, because we got to worry about fucking Iran. Fuck Iran. Iran ain't, they have done nothing to us. They did oust that fucking Shah that was giving all 95% of all their fucking cash from their oil to the goddamn Jews. I reckon they did that. But man, just stay the fuck out of other people's business and make a defense around your goddamn country that no one would dare to try to fucking penetrate. Put it in fucking space, whatever you got to do to fucking control your own area, and live fucking free. Live with liberty. Live happy. We have a plenty, especially when we take back what's been stolen by fucking kikes and every other son of a bitch around the world. They are going to go after Iran because he is saying that Iran is behind Hamas. Well, no, they're not. Iran is another controlled regime. Fuck you. Well, let's face it, all the major governments of the world are controlled by the globalists. Yes, they fucking are. And Netanyahu's one of them. Netanyahu's statement about going after Iran is exactly why they plan this false flag event. Going after Iran will have a big implication for the rest of the world. This is the plan. Of course it is. The plan is to create a conflict between the West and the East, creating a World War III. The East would involve China as the dominant country. Why would China be the dominant country? Well, because we've handed all of our weapons over to them, all our fucking military secrets, sent 3 fucking generals over there to build their fucking army, American fucking traitors. When we take this back, we're going to lose a lot of people. When we get done, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be fucking punished. And I mean harshly fucking punished. Russia, Iran, and a few other countries, Iran has been invited to join this BRICS economic trading group, which is dominated by China and Russia. And that's one thing you're never going to get past in any of these fucking ports. Economics. All comes down to fucking mammon, really, doesn't it? It always fucking has. Look at your fucking history. Look back to Rome. Look back to Greece. Look back to any fucking point in time you want. And it's always come down to money and power, gold and silver. And there weren't so many motherfuckers in this country that fucking worship fucking gold and silver and think, if I just got a big pile of gold and a big pile of silver, well, what's your idea? You're going to hire fucking the poor fucking people who can't have gold and silver to get out in front of your gold and silver and take the fucking bullet so you can keep it, so you can be the next motherfucking rulers over the fucking people? Is that what you're thinking? Because you're thinking wrong. We'll wipe your fucking ass out, you motherfuckers, and take your gold and silver. Albert Pike. Oh, man, I haven't thought about Albert in a long time. Letter to Giuseppe Mazzini. Albert Pike was an American author, poet, orator, editor, lawyer, jurist, Confederate State Army general who served as an associate justice of the Arkansas Supreme Court from 1864 to 1865, becoming a 33-degree Mason and a top leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Pike was also believed to be a Luciferian. He claimed he was able to summon Lucifer at will as the Grand Master of the Order of the Pallidum. Like I said, they talk about this at 1600. No, I think them fuckers go back a little farther than that. Pike wrote a letter to Italian cult operative Giuseppe Mazzini. Mazzini, dated August 15, 1871. In this letter, he graphically outlined the plan for three world wars to transform global society into a one-world order dystopia. It has been reported that this letter came to light by a former Canadian naval officer named, William Guy Carr in the 1950s. And we've all talked about pawns in the game. And how it's a repetitive thing. And you tell me that fucking book ain't balls ass on. Traditional sadism and ancient Luciferian cult was introduced to the inner circle of the Masonic Lodge. Traditional sadism and Luciferian cult. This influence has flourished in modern day Freemasonry and the hidden rites of the upper degrees. No fucking, I'm telling you what. When fucking Aleister Crowley came here and he set out World War II, and that he was the grand Masonic fucking master for the whole fucking lodge in the United States of America. That's when it became the fucking most demonic fucking thing you could do. And see, when you enter the fucking thing, they tell you, "Oh, you're a righteous what the hell is it? Like you're going to be a Christian and you can be a fucking Mason and you're some kind of worshiper, some kind of leader of worshiping. But then when you get into the higher degrees, that's when you start finding out the stuff that ain't in the books. I mean, you got to read between the lines and you got to read the books two or three fucking times to see where they're fucking going. But then that's when they start telling you who they fucking really are. And then, you know, to reach the highest level in fucking Masonry, you have to kill your oldest fucking son. That's a fucking fact. That's what Crowley said. But I mean, since fucking World War II, you think about it. You think how quick this came at us. And it came through them fucking Masonic lodges. It came through the fucking, like I said, all the fucking ceremonies, or Crowley wrote them. We've been telling you this same fucking shit. I mean, but all this is here is we're going to read tons and tons and tons of this shit without mentioning the goddamn fucking cure. The cure is that goddamn ratified by the representatives of the People's Law of December 15, 1779. Now, there's the cure. But you got to put your fucking gold and silver away. You got to quit trying to make a fucking buck off this goddamn fucking ass misery that the world is living. You got to step back. You can have more under the under the free enterprise system that we were guaranteed with goddamn money that has no debt attached. You can have way more, and that's what pisses me off. It ain't that you want more. You want more than the guy next to you. You want to be able to stick your nose up in the air, not because you can kick the guy's ass or because you're more intelligent or because you have more aptitude. You want it because you have more gold and silver. You want gold. I'll tell you what. Men can make money. I never seen money make a man, and it never fucking will. And you're going to find that out a hard fucking way. You are the ones holding up the fucking operation. You are the ones that will sacrifice getting on that one fucking page and fighting as a fucking people for your fucking gold and silver. I'll hire private armies. Hire the son of a bitches. and they'll turn around and beat the fuck out of you and take your gold anyway. You don't know what you're going into, you ignorant son of a bitches. Here is an excerpt from the chilling predictions within written in Pike's letter. The word, the three world wars funded in great part by the House of Rothschilds, not in great part, fucking Rothschilds are running the fucking joint. See, this is kind of another way here. This is pure propaganda. Try to, you know, kind of take the Rothschilds down. They're in it, but they're not. They're like the fucking Carnegies. I mean, they're lower down on the thing. You like the Rockefellers. No, the Rothschilds, that's the son of a bitch I saw come on the TV and said they had a $20 trillion war chest to do exactly what they're fucking doing right now. Announced it and then did it. From the letter he wrote to 33-degree Italian Illuminati head of the mafia. You hear what I said there? 33rd-degree Italian Illuminati head of the mafia and the mafia founder Giuseppe Mazzini. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agitator of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. Bullshit. I mean, this is just more fucking propaganda. The way Pike was for the fucking retaking of America for the goddamn King Chuck over there. King Chuck, your fucking propaganda ain't going to fucking work, bitch. You're going down and you're going down hard. There'll be no more monarchies on this goddamn planet. There'll be no more goddamn dictatorships on this planet. There'll be no more fucking goddamn your will is going to be my fucking will because you fucking say so and you can hire somebody with a gun because I'm going to have a fucking gun. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. See, they're acting like they're going to be fucked. Israel is not the fucking victims. These are the perpetrators, and fuck you, Pike. You know more of your lies. I've read your other fucking writings, you son of a bitch. This is between, oh, it's going to be between the Muslims and the fucking goddamn Zionists. That's what's going to be. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, and spiritual, economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social catalysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations of the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, I mean, this is rubbish, rubbish, rubbish. We should be concentrating on now, people, if we were fucking really meant any, if you mean to save your fucking prodigy, if you mean to save your children into the future, you better just flush this shit down the fucking toilet and get on that goddamn page with every fucking buddy else. Quit polishing them fucking guns. Load those motherfuckers up and start putting these motherfuckers down. They're letting you know they intend to destroy you. They intend to turn you to slaves. They are not making no fucking qualms about it. Fuck you, Albert Pike. Anyway, I think I've had more than enough of this shit for a day, and we will be back the day after tomorrow. And like I said, I'm working on so I can get back up to 5 days. I got a few more things to do. And until then, man, don't, I mean, look at what they're doing here. They're trying to get you back into that fucking left-right paradigm. This country is being run by a fucking foreign goddamn judiciary under King Chuck, administrative admiralty, which is one of the things that the people fought to get out of this fucking country. And you'll see no mention of the people's goddamn authority, absolute, unalienable authority over this fucking country and over all its resources. And these fucking, they are not politicians. These are goddamn occupiers. They're corporate fucking mafia occupiers. That's what they've occupied the what are our highest seats of fucking office and claiming the right for a dictator to sit there and goes, oh, send 10 million to fucking Ukraine, send 5 million to fucking, or a billion to fucking Taiwan, send over here, I mean, let's get this war going. They're telling you, do we want to mass slaughter each other, world? You people around the world, do we want to kill each other? We want to kill these misery-making motherfuckers and live and be happy. because that's the only way it's going to happen. They have to be destroyed. They have to be destroyed to a fucking man, or we will never know peace, and we will never know happiness on this goddamn planet again. And that is the word from the trenches.
Here I come.